AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As they make their case against former President Donald Trump, House prosecutors in the Senate impeachment trial say he spent months firing up supporters to challenge the election results. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it ended with the Capitol riot.
Lead prosecutor Jamie Raskin says to those who were in the Capitol January 6th, it may have felt like chaos and madness.
But there was method in the madness.
Eric Swalwell argues the president had long laid the groundwork.
He built this mob over many months,
convincing supporters the election had been stolen, summoning them to the Capitol the day Congress was to certify Joe Biden's win, and then urging them to fight like hell.
A call to arms.
Joe Neguse and other prosecutors say the commander-in-chief had become inciter-in-chief, watching with glee as the mob attacked the Capitol and doing nothing to stop it. For that, they say the Senate must convict him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley said the prosecutor's case was predictable. Oklahoma Republican Jim Inhofe says he didn't think anything that has been said by either side has changed any votes. President Biden is at the Pentagon.
This is personal for me. The Biden family is a military family.
The president said the Defense Department has a role in everything.
The 99% of us owe you. We owe it to you to keep the faith with our sacred obligation to properly prepare and equip you when we send you into harm's way, and to care for you and your families both while you're deployed and after you return home.
White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says three mass vaccination sites will be opening in Texas.
Together, these sites will be capable of administering more than 10,000 shots in arms a day.
The owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, is relenting. The national anthem will be played before home games this season after the league reiterated its longstanding policy to include the song. This is AP News. A team of World Health Organization investigators looking into the start of the coronavirus has left China.
Peter Ben Embarek, the leader of the WHO mission, says the visit has not dramatically changed the current understanding of the early days of the pandemic. But, Embarek told reporters, the possibility that contaminated frozen wild animals may have introduced the virus to a seafood market in Wuhan is worth exploring more. This cold chain theory has been widely promoted by Chinese officials, but foreign experts have generally played down the risk of getting the virus from frozen food. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Bruce Springsteen is facing a charge of drunk driving in New Jersey. The National Park Service says Springsteen was arrested in November in a part of the Gateway National Recreation Area along the Jersey coast. The Park Service says Springsteen was cooperative. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.